More and more handcrafted items are being made this year due to more time at home.
Art and crafts and stuff are so good for your mind and your overall psyche.
That's Tricia Yoakum, owner of Art at the Bodega in Washington. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, December 18th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Peoria Police Chief Lauren Marion will retire next month after 26 years with the department and nearly 3 years as its leader. Joe Deacon has more.
Marion says technological advancements have led to the biggest change in police work over the past quarter century, but he says reliance on technology can be detrimental when involvement with the public becomes too impersonal.
What we can't lose sight of is the way that we police, meaning when we interact with the community, we have to have the mentality of treating others the way that you want to be treated.
Marion says the department has made positive strides in community relations since he was promoted to chief in 2018. He says expanding the resident officer program, adding two resource centers, opening a Northwoods Mall substation, and creating a community policing sergeant position are examples of the progress.
Not to say there's not work to be done, because there is, but I feel that we are definitely moving the needle in the right direction when it comes to community policing.
Marion points to the implementation of body cameras and an officer wellness program among his accomplishments, but he admits 2020 was unlike any other year, as the department had to deal with COVID-19 and budget cuts. He says there's always an emergency plan, but this pandemic required flexibility.
We had to tweak the plan a lot, because in reality, when you start looking at things in real time, what you have down on paper doesn't necessarily work. So we had to come up with a lot of new ideas.
Assistant Chief Doug Theobald will serve as interim police chief following Marion's last day on January 22nd. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 8,828 new COVID-19 cases Thursday and 181 additional deaths in 102 Illinois counties. Since March, there's been a total of nearly 879,500 cases, including nearly 15,000 deaths. Girl Scout cookie orders have gone online as a result of the prolonged pandemic. The organization had already developed a digital cookie platform to take orders over the internet, but it's seen much greater use since the pandemic put a halt on booth sales in public. And an acre of Illinois prairie grass on the banks of the Illinois River near Peoria's Constitution Garden will get a makeover this week. This weekend, volunteers with Peoria Wilds will pull invasive plants from the prairie grass ecosystem. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Quarantining from COVID-19 has allowed for more time to take up new hobbies like arts and crafts. That's been a boon for some area businesses, as WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter tells us.
2020 is forcing all of us to spend more time at home. Some are using those extra hours stuck indoors to pick up new skills or practices. Making art of any kind, whether it be painting, sewing, or crafting, has proven to be a creative outlet many are longing for. Tricia Yoakum is the owner of Art at the Bodega in Washington. She says hands-on artistic activities help alleviate some of the stresses and worries this year has brought on.
Art and crafts and stuff are so good for your mind and your overall psyche. Just doing something and taking your mind off of everything else that's happening is super awesome and a huge plus.
Cliff Vieira and his wife Jody opened Crafted DIY Studio and Bar in Peoria this past March. Vieira says it's been hard not being able to open their studio to the public as they anticipated, but they are still trying to make it work through take-home DIY craft and drink kits.
And although we're not doing it in studio now, the fact that we can send that experience home with you so that everyone during these holidays and during some darker and tougher times can kind of get away from some of that craziness and just sit for a couple hours in a really relaxed atmosphere and make something they're proud of, execute and create something really nice that is certainly wall-worthy in their own home.
Michelle Lawrence, co-owner of Quilt Corner in Morton, says a lot of younger people are taking a new interest in sewing and quilting.
We have seen more here in the last few months, really young people coming in, trying to find something appropriate that they could do. There are beginning sewers that have started up. We do have machines for those as well.
All of those new arts and craft projects being made this year might also lead to more handcrafted gifts being given away this Christmas. The question now is, what is being crafted? Tricia Yoakum at Art at the Bodega says Christmas and holiday items continue to be bestsellers.
Everyone's trying to get into the spirit of holidays, and it's a little more of a challenge this year, so pretty much anything holiday.
Cliff Vieira at Crafted says while customers are interested in Christmas items, they're also looking for something new and different to craft.
The holiday stuff is certainly most popular. We've got a lot of painted signs where we've got some really kind of traditional but also some fun Christmas designs. The leather projects were popular for a while, so there's a leather clutch, a leather wallet, a leather passport that people are kind of, I think, thinking ahead for when they can travel again. So those have been most popular, but to be honest, I think we've seen a wide range because people are just looking for something unique, something different that either they can do for themselves, they can gift to someone else.
Michelle Lawrence at the Quilts Corner says that she is thrilled that her store can bring peace and enjoyment to individuals struggling during this time.
When customers come in, this is usually a happy place. This is kind of a good zone to come into and decompress, because there's just so much out there. There's beauty, there's things that just pique your interest. Oh, I love that. Maybe I could do that for my home. And our business is also that what we make is useful. It comforts people. Quilt can be given to anyone at any time, but it can be a very comforting thing.
Lawrence and all the other business owners encourage anyone struggling during the season to maybe try honing a new artistic skill or practice. I'm Olivia Streeter.
All of the store owners are encouraging you to get creative this holiday season in an effort to both bolster your emotional state as well as to support the local businesses around you during the ongoing pandemic. For more information, visit WCBU.org. Before we let you go, you can catch a special edit of the Peoria Area Civic Chorale's An American Family Christmas from 2019. It airs tonight on WTVP at 6:30 and 11:30. And the Central Illinois Ballet virtually presents The Nutcracker and Encore. Tonight at 7, you can watch an encore of its 2019 production. You can also stream it starting at 7 on ciballet.com. And tomorrow, the Peoria Symphony Orchestra presents A Season of Hope. It airs tomorrow night at 8 on WTVP Create, and you can catch the pre-concert discussion on their Facebook page at 7:30. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.